Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Shit, I thought that symbiote came back for your ass.
No, she's here.
I thought we separated you from that thing, yeah. Whatever and shit. No. And that motherfucker said, nah, we bonded.
We call that symbiote Guppy.
Yeah, what did they
he's
call
always,
it in the...
He's always around.
What did they call it in the movies? It was a perfect match or some shit like that. I forgot what it was called now.
I don't remember.
Yeah, something about when it's bonded to you, whatever, and it's like, oh, I like this motherfucker. I'm gonna stick around.
Full symbiosis, is that what they call
full
it?
Full symbiosis, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Made more sense than that video game, but I digress.
such a missed opportunity, but
you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody who just finally played the game, whatever. He was like, man, it was going great or whatever and stuff, and then for some reason, it just like started started lacking in that story, and then it started getting worse or whatever and shit. And he was like, yeah, then he's like, then the symbiote shit or whatever. And then he asked me that question of like, why the fuck was the trailer trying to hide that it was Harry Osborn? I was like, dude, we asked the same goddamn question too. Like, it's like it was so obvious it was Harry, but they kept doing interviews talking about like, ah, it ain't what you expect.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, it's like,
who could it be?
Like, it was the motherfucker that we assumed it would be in the first game.
Actually, it's teased at the end of the last game with, you know, the fucking symbiote tendrils bounced up against the glass. We know it's fucking Harry Osborn. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yeah. They were trying to make it deep, though. They was just like,
there's no sign Eddie Brock. What are they going to do? Scorpion, that Venom?
Nobody's going to do that. That's worse, actually. To be honest, that's actually worse.
Yeah.
I know some people probably like that, Matt Gar. I didn't like that. I never really cared for the symbiosis and shit.
I'm not a big symbiote fan. So
yeah, I think
bullshit, honestly.
The most enjoyment I've had from it was the Web of Shadows game because it wasn't based on shit. It was just its own.
Yeah, that was. I think that was one of the better symbiote stories. I'll give it that.
Yeah, it was just an alien invasion. And Spider-Man fighting between having a piece of the symbiote in him still and what he gonna do good or bad, or it's like, oh yeah, it wasn't deep or the best Spider-Man game ever, or none of that shit or whatever. It was just like, oh, this is cool, whatever. I could rock with this, whatever. Everything else of that symbiote shit, I'd be like, all right, we could just
y'all could just stop here.
I love when people say, oh, they made the symbiote a joke. I was like, you know, that motherfucker married a human being, right, in the comics, right? Like, he was already a joke.
Symbiote been a joke.
Yeah, I think people got that 90s cartoon shit.
That was the best fucking thing that ever happened.
I will say, I don't know if you remember Spectacular Spider-Man, that show.
Oh, that was good too.
That was really good. I love when he separated from it and it was talking to him, but Uncle Ben was there and shit. That actually was a really good.
No, I'll get props for that. You're right. Yeah.
The animated shit definitely did it much better than the books and every goddamn thing else, whatever. The longer it went on in the book, it was just like, all right, you need to just.
Yeah, it just gets dumber and dumber. I can't. I just don't like it.
Yeah,
I want nothing to do with that shit.
Just nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
and we thought the video game was gonna knock it out the park or whatever.
Nah,
that was actually the worst part.
Just reinforce my opinion on that.
It's actually the worst part of the fucking game, whatever shit. And they're really going full forward with this hive mind shit too, as well about it. And it's like, that's cool. It's like, all right, but I don't really give a fuck about none of that. So, but they gave him wings though, Cody. It looked even dumber, by the way.
that looks so bad. That looks so fucking bad.
I have I'm sure you got one too, because why wouldn't you, right? And I think you do. I got the PlayStation Portal, so.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those. Yep. Yes, sir.
You play it on there, the wings look even dumber.
Yes.
He's just like, you know what I make it look dumber? You play it on a smaller screen, and you just go like,
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man, because I do have a lot of fun. Like, sometimes, dude, I will re-download the game just because I love swinging so much.
I do, too.
Like, I just love that system so fucking much, dude.
Why you think
I blast to play?
That's why I played it on the Portal, because I was like, I love playing as Miles Morales, using his powers and, like, swinging. I love the music or whatever in the background. I love the first... I don't even know if it's the half of the game or what it is.
Yeah, third is cool. Like, that Sandman fight is some of the greatest shit That was fantastic. I love that.
I didn't know that would be
that was great.
But
that was game peak right there. Literally, it peaked. I was like, oh, how is it gonna top this? And sure enough, it never did top that.
No, it never did. Because even like the rest of the boss fights, they didn't even come close to it. I can't stand that lizard fight. That shit just bored the fuck out of me so much. Yeah. I was just like,
I wasn't crazy about the design either.
Lizard. No, I did like the Miles and Spider-Man fight with Venom. I did like that where when they
fought cool.
each other. I just like it. I like it more for the conversation in between the fight. Mm-hmm. Like Peter talking about how they need me and shit like that, and you're nothing without me, and Miles still trying being the best Spider-Man ever. By the way, I just want to put that out there. I know the racists don't want to hear that, but I know that black man pisses them off so badly. Whatever, shit, you know. After how many goddamn years, Cody, of Peter Parker? 80 goddamn years of Peter Parker. I just is like, yo,
at least
don't change this man or whatever. It's just like, you know, I can understand Fantastic Four, everything else, whatever, that never had this much media coverage. I think when it comes to Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, shit, at this point, even Wolverine too, as well. I think you could do whatever the fuck you want to do at this point now with them, whatever and shit. We've seen enough iterations of Peter Parker now that it's like,
I think that's safe to say. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And not to mention, we've had good Peter Parker too. Mm-hmm. We've had some good Peter Parker. So it's like, you know, I'm fine with traveling outside of this or whatever and shit. That's why me and Cody are comfortable if they ever wanted to do Terry McGinnis. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I'll rock with that. There's a lot of Batman Beyond movie.
There's a lot of bad Batman out there. But we all know that there is a good one out there too, as mm-hmm. well, and a damn good one too at that as well. Yeah. So if they want to do that, they finally did a good Superman one. I don't know how long that took. So you know.
Jesus, that took a long time.
It took a long time. I got to tell you,
like 40 years, I think.
Yeah. If not longer, but it took a very long time. So don't do anything different with that yet. They already tried different, and that ain't like that different. That different sucked, okay? It was like, yeah. Mm-mm. Just stay with this good one for about at least good 10 years, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can make them black, green, blue, whatever the fuck you want to do and shit like that. Fantastic Four, they try to do different, but they never had a good one to do different. It was just like, what are you doing here? I need this original cast or this original crew first, whatever, before we start talking about stepbrother, stepsister, and all this other shit and stuff like that, adopted parents or whatever. It's just like, let's not deviate away from the most basic ass shit of an origin here, please. Let's just not do that or whatever. Wolverine, at this point, we've seen so many goddamn iterations from old nigga to young motherfucker to Claw's killing me to in the past motherfucker.
There's a Venom Wolverine now going around there and all kind of dumb shit going on. Wolverine, we've seen everything, all of it.
Now they've done, you're right. They've done that in the past. I thought that was the stupidest fucking. You know, it's funny. Anytime that symbiote connects to anybody else but Peter, I just go like, it's the dumbest fucking. I don't.
Because it's a gimmick. That's what it is at the end of the day. It's a fucking gimmick.
This is stupid. It's a fan thing. Some fans are asking me, like, oh, I want to see how vicious Wolverine or the
Hulk. That's what it turned into. It's just some gimmicky bullshit to me. I don't know.
Yes. Isn't that motherfucker back to space and have him never come back? Which is funny. They did do that. And yet that motherfucker found his way back to Earth. I was just like, yo, like, you know how insignificant that makes the MCU, well, not the MCU, but the Marvel Universe, all like how small that shit is. If that was the case, Galactus should be at that doorstep every fucking day then.
I was about to say, like, all the other planets out there, all these galaxies and universes and shit, you coming back to Earth. What the fuck?
What do you want, dude? Like, ain't Captain Marvel out there flying? Why you ain't never try to attach yourself to that bitch? Like, clearly there's other powerful beings out there, but somehow this motherfucker like, nah. Mm-hmm. I gotta get back to Peter. Hey, that thing got Stockholm syndrome or something. Like, yo, now that's a movie now, right there. You're like, yo, this thing.
Actually, you know what? there's something there.
Yeah. This thing was rejected by the one thing that finally accepted it. And now it's just like, nah, I can't get enough of this motherfucker. Like, I need it, whatever. I want it, whatever. Why don't you connect to Optimus? That motherfucker out there floating out of space with him and shit. Yeah, you can.
He dormant. He not gonna put up a fight.
No,
he gonna agree with you.
Yeah, Venom might shut the fuck up. He gonna be like, oh,
yeah,
oh shit, this motherfucker crazy.
I was expecting that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you a psycho motherfucker. Like that should have been the start of that movie when he was floating in space all frozen.
Yeah,
because he didn't know his ass could fly in space without being frozen. Venom should have attached himself to it or whatever shit, and his eyes should have lit up. Mm-hmm. That's how he should have became. His eyes should have lit up purple, and he's like. And Venom, What was that line that Rorschach used or whatever shit? That's when Optimus should have used that line. He's like, you think you're
Yeah.
Optimus should have been like, nah, bitch. You trapped in here with me or whatever and shit. And the symbiote trying to escape, and Optimus is like, fuck that. You get right back in here, and then them eyes light up purple. And it's like, and the mask just slides on, whatever shit. And it's like, yo, how the fuck shit up? Now that's the crossover I want to see.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, yeah. I can rock with that now, whatever. Yeah. Oh, people, it is El Tesoro month here on The Last Drop.
That it is, my friend.
Last week, sir. We had a banger with the Yamazaki El Tesoro Anejo.
Yeah, man.
The Moondial like collection there. And this week is Cody's week. And then next week we'll be doing Tequila Week, our tequila, our third.
Yep. Mix and match.
And then mix and match. And then our store pick week for the last week of the month, which is El Tesoro Barrel Pick, which I believe are only repos now that you can find. I don't think you can find too much of the Blanco. So it'll be a Reposado most likely. I hear the Anejo barrel picks, why people don't do them. They're fucking expensive as shit. So, and they're not worth the, that's such a shame too, because I would love an Anejo barrel pick of it, whatever. But
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I thought this one company was going to do it, but they looked at me and was just like, yeah, we saw the price after. And we was like, fuck that. And it was like, we would have to like charge basically double of what a barrel pick for a repo would be. So like if the barrel picks repos are like $69, they'd probably have to charge like $130 just for the Anejo and shit. Which maybe, I mean, $130 probably ain't that bad.
I you know what? I don't mind, especially for a pick like that.
Yeah.
I think I could swing that.
It would not. We're saying that, but like, yeah, it wouldn't sell as quickly as the repo for $60-something or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I bought some Cabal barrel picks for around that price or whatever and shit because they come in those special decanters and shit. But like, $130 for a barrel pick, Anejo, I wouldn't. I don't see a problem with that. Now, you know, that's a little bit on the moderate side. Now, when you just a regular ass Anejo, like some companies that we know of, with that little hand signal on there and shit, which, by the way, I saw someone say that that's the pedal symbol or whatever, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. These people in these comments, whatever, they think every goddamn symbol that companies use, they trying to show you. I don't think Coscanes is as much shit we give them. I don't think they think that hand signal that they use in their bottles has anything to do with some fucking pedo shit or whatever and stuff.
But highly doubt that.
But one thing that I did notice in that comment section when they were talking about that extra Anejo is they were talking about that goddamn price. I saw that all over. I was like, I hope Coscanes read this shit because everybody was talking mad shit. They was like $200 for extra Anejo. Oh my God. They was like, your juice would be great if I could ever try that motherfucker. I saw someone write that. I was just like,
I mean, no lies detected.
I saw someone say this is a goddamn luxury price right here, which I will not be getting in. So I think once somebody said, treat me like an influencer and send me that bottle, which I'm here to tell you, bro, you can consider this podcast somewhat of an influence in the spirit world. We didn't get a bottle, so.
Nope. Although, however, they did listen to us on that one show.
They did.
That one show, they had to have listened. So I'll give them props for that.
I'm still upset with them sending a bottle to a motherfucker that don't even review tequila. They talk about bourbon and shit. I was just like,
yeah, no. That's fucked.
That's how you get a biased review. The motherfucker don't know shit about tequila. He probably drank that shit and was just like, oh, it's good. Yeah, it's great. You know, it does
this. Yeah, this is tasty.
Yeah. We would have gave it some. We would talk shit about that price. That's why. So that's why they don't like that shit. But either way, though, nonetheless, we're not here to talk about Coscanes. We're here to talk about El Tesoro, the brand that we keep highly recommending and talking about, but never trying it.
Never actually trying on the fucking show proper. Time to switch that shit up.
Yeah. So, Cody, what are we sipping on today, then? So,
all right, my friend, I'm pretty excited about this one. I was initially going to go for something a bit more basic. I didn't want to splurge on this particular one just yet, but I was like, no, fuck that. So I made the trek out to Hollywood, to K&L.
Goddamn, man.
Yep.
Made that drive.
Made it happen. Oh. And I got this. I was 96 before tax. With tax, like 106 and some change.
That was not bad.
This is the El Tesoro Medallion Collection's Lafroy.
Lafroy, yeah. How about that? You didn't just order it and have it shipped to Culver City, or how would that take?
I mean, it would have taken longer. And I was still buying it, would have gotten here in time to do the show.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I was just big trick over there. It wasn't a big deal. I went early afternoon, got out the way. So it was all good. Okay.
Because that 101 sucks, people. I just want to make that clear to everybody. It's a fucking horrible freeway. It's a horrible.
Yeah. No, I didn't even take the freeway. Fuck that. I took streets.
Yeah. You might as well. No,
I ain't even bother. Yeah. Fuck
the
that.
Three worst freeways in LA for me, people, 91, 101, and 405. They're fucking horrible. Yeah. They suck.
They suck ass.
They the trifecta of bullshit. Okay. Like, yeah. So terrible. They're terrible. Yeah. I've never seen that 101 empty, by the way.
Nope.
I never see it empty.
Never ever.
Never give a fuck what time of the day it is, neither.
Never ever. Maybe once at like 3:34 a.m. or something like that.
No, yeah.
That's about it.
I think an accident would happen at that time and just
blocked. Yeah. I've seen that. Yep. Definitely the 101.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Anytime, yeah. That freeway is fucking trash. That's why. Yeah, shit. Yeah. The further you need to get in LA, though, unfortunately, you got no choice but to hop on that motherfucker. So.
Yeah, one of the freeways. Mm-hmm. Gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta sacrifice.
So Cody was like, you know what? JB did the Mundial. I gotta do another Mundial. So
fuck it. Let's keep it in the Mundial family. Yeah. So
of course, I feel like we gotta get that Knob Creek now. Then for
I was looking at that one, man. Yeah. I was like, might have to be the one. Sir.
I have to get that Knob Creek one now. All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
We'll see. Well, it's the Knob Creek and the Basil Hayden. Those are the only two that we haven't.
Right.
So. We'll see. Mix and match coming soon, people.
We'll talk.
We know what we're doing next week, though. We know what we're doing next week. Mm-hmm. I still got to go get it. But we splitting that. So
yes, sir.
That one's. I want to take a guess, but I think it's going to be the best of the month. So I have high expectations on it.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, easily.
I can see that.
But on that LaFroic one, though.
Yeah, so this is, of course, their Añejo Asian LaFroic barrels for 12 months. Of course, it's a 10-year-old LaFroic. So just like the one you had, got the nice wrapping on here.
Mm-hmm.
Great presentation already. Got the box action.
Yeah. I love that wrapping paper.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have mine on desktop. It's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to find something.
Oh, I realize it's got the sticker here, too.
Yeah, they got the sticker there, too, as well. Mm-hmm. They wrapped the shit out of it. Nice. At the bottom, too, it's all nice, packed, and snug and shit, too.
Yeah, I think so. Fuck, that's too much.
The bottle itself is just beautiful, too. Last drop on that logo, label.
There.
Okay. Got the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, same cork.
Same motif.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Same cork as the one I had too as well. All right, a little color look almost about the same too.
So seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Might be a little lighter, but not by much or whatever. So yeah.
Oh man, I love these stone corks so fucking much, dude.
Yeah, those stone corks are the best.
Yeah, dude. They just give that premium feel. Oh yeah, man, I love that.
Cabal spoiled us with that last year, people. That was
love that, dude.
Yeah, stone cork is the best.
Yeah, I got the embossed label right here.
I wonder if it's got that peatiness of a LaFroic. Was it a LaFroic 10 or just a certain?
Yeah, LaFroic 10.
Gotcha. Okay. So LaFroic 10 is usually the lighter of the peaty side on the LaFroic side of things.
Interesting.
Curious to see what that rings like, whatever. Cause man, is that like the first tequila scotch going on? Maybe like a little...
At least as far as my knowledge goes, definitely the first one I'm trying.
So that definitely is a little bit more unique on the unique side.
Okay,
dude, that color looks prettier in that glass.
Interesting, man. That is a. Well, first off, interesting nose. Yes, also a hell of a nose.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is a perfect marriage already in the aroma of tequila and scotch. Mm-hmm. Perfect fucking marriage.
Let's see that color again. That color looked better in the glass. Look at that. It's got that nice little champagne, little Chardonnay color.
Yeah, Chardonnay actually going on. Very beautiful color.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks classy.
Man, you're getting that smoke, that peatiness.
Okay.
A little bit of earthiness too, which you can attribute to both tequila and the scotch. A little bit kind of that oceanic quality, that salinity, a little bit of the minerality.
I had that minerality too. Yeah,
a little vanilla on the back end, not too much, not overly cloyingly sweet on the nose.
People, I had the Yamazaki, which that's the probably closest, especially to compared to bourbon. It's way closer to Scotch than it is, or whatever. So we might get some similar notes on a little bit there. Mine would be more on the sweeter side though than Cody's. His should be a little bit more on the spicier side, bolder.
A little more black pepper action. Yeah, there too.
Yours should be a little bolder. Should be.
You know what? You know what I love about this too? Because right off the bat, you think this will be similar to like a mezcal. You think like, oh, smoky tequila, but it really doesn't smell like mezcal per se. This smells like a tequila.
Dude. Yeah. Now, man, if you didn't know that was, if you didn't know that was what it was, you was blindsided, would you think that was an Añejo?
That's a good question. Probably, actually, yeah. Because it's a very dense kind of nose going on here. Nothing necessarily light.
I would have guessed somewhere between Añejo and an extra Añejo just because of the barrel notes. I'd have been like, well, obviously that's an Añejo. But like, it's got so much more because of what it was aged in this cask. I would have been like, is that like a light extra Añejo then maybe? Just a little?
Yeah. I'm looking at his nose a bit. I'll give it I'll give this nose a 3.5 on the nose.
Ooh, that's high. That.
Yeah, 3.5 on the nose. I like this. Great nose. Tell it now.
That taste now. Let's go for that taste. That's where it's at.
Holy shit.
Quenched his thirst there a little bit there, people.
Whoa. Man, that is... Damn. Okay, shit, dude.
Oh, well, he got caught off guard there, huh?
Yeah, I did. Holy shit. I've had, like, scotch with a fork in a while. Mm-hmm. And that shit is just, like... In your face.
It's in your face.
With the peaty smokiness. God damn, man. Holy shit. Prepare yourselves, folks. Like, this is good, but damn.
Damn.
This shit packs a fucking punch. Oh, my God.
I thought the same by mine, too, though. I was like, ooh. I was like, what the fuck was that? That's a hell of a fun.
Shit. Yeah. I was not prepared for that one. God,
that one's
damn.
Probably. I assume wake you that up. One's got to be a little bit more bolder than mine. Woo. Like, that one's bold, but I bet Cody's man. Got a little extra punch in there, too.
All righty. Okay, I like that finish too. Interesting. There's a lot more fruit character on the finish. Right at the front, you get that big, bold scotch character, the peat smoke, boom, right in your fucking face. A little bit of kind of like a meaty characteristic too, like a smoky smokehouse type of meat. But on the finish, I'm getting more of like a red fruit kind of character. Almost like tropicality to it.
That's what I had too, yeah.
Middle of the palate. Finish, I'm getting more of that oceanic quality to it, a little bit of that salinity in the back of my tongue, on the roof of my mouth as well. Probably a little bit of, what is that in the back? There's something in the back end too. I'm going to put this. Okay. Maybe like a slight cinnamon character too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the vanilla as well on the back end. Okay.
Because I had the cinnamon too as well. Yeah. So I assume the notes on the tequila part is going to be a little bit saying the barrel notes as well.
Yeah, man. Middle of the palate, really just that nice cooked agave and that tropical fruit character. Man. I think the middle of the palate is where this one shines for me the most. I do like that big, bold, in-your-face scotch character. I think it might be a little too much, at least on the first sip. Just a little bit.
That got
the worst thing? You got to air out. Yeah, exactly. Oxidize a little bit. But yeah, I like the way this settles quite a bit. This is really a complex drink. I wouldn't say this is quite like blowing my mind, but this is a damn good pour.
Yeah,
very good pour. Like I don't regret, especially the price I paid for it. I don't regret that at all. I think $100. That's sitting right with me at this moment in time.
I think the original prices on it, like when it was at like $150, I probably would have been like a little bit, but like under $100, man. Yeah, you can't beat that for a well aged Añejo there.
Yeah. It's. One thing I can say about this might be the best thing or the worst thing, depends on how you put it. Very consistent. Yeah. It doesn't change much from the first sip to my third or fourth sip. Not changing much. And that's not a bad thing because it's a really good fucking pour. Nothing mind-blowing. I will say the palate does follow the aroma almost beat for beat in my estimation. almost the same level mm-hmm. of flavor to aroma and same ratio, mm-hmm. If you will. Mm-hmm. I think it's a damn good, very well-rounded pour. Mm-hmm. Just nothing that's blowing my mind. Mm-hmm. But I'm very happy to have this. I'm definitely going to be sipping more of this in the evening. I can tell you, yeah, this is some good shit, dude.
Do you think really with more shit. Time of you drinking that, it could shoot up a little bit more?
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah. But right now, I'm at a 3.5 right now.
Does it come across as a great everyday pour for a special occasion type deal?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like I could drink it like regularly, daily, but I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Like I shouldn't.
Yeah, because it's definitely a step above
yeah.
know, everyday, quote unquote, pour.
But you could easily see yourself slowly mm-hmm. pouring it and like, go ahead and mm-hmm. have some of this today or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This is opening up nice, man, because that initial peak kicker is very dialed down now.
Yeah.
Now it's become well rounded.
That's the thing with scotch. Gotta let that shit air out a little bit or whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Got those bold flavors too, as well, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Well, Sorrel's knocking it out of the park for the past 2 weeks, is what we're saying, what we're hearing here.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so.
So this Mundial collection here is slept on, is what we're hearing.
I would say, yeah, I think that's safe to say. Very much slept on, man.
Yeah. I mean, where else are you finding a Añejo for under $100 that's tasting like that, then?
Yeah, with this complexity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because same for me, what I was saying last week. I was like, it's got a lot of complexity to it. Like, a whole lot of complexity.
This is doing something new, man. Fucking tequila aged scotch.
Yeah. If
and
you
it
were,
works.
if you were on a 3 for the rating on this, just on taste alone, you'd have to bump that up to a 3.5 just mm-hmm. on the difference of it, huh? Like he just it tastes so unique on its own. It stands on its own 2 feet, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like this port. Yeah. Nothing like it that I've tried before.
So we want to thank Suntory for burning down Jim Beam and buying him out again. By the way, no. The Jim Beam wasn't doing shit like that. They weren't doing a fucking thing. Yeah. But we appreciate when someone company tries something new and different like that. We appreciate that.
See, you know what? I'm going back. I'm pouring more right now.
Yeah, see, that's a good sign. I did the same shit.
Okay. All right. You know what? You know what?
See, because I was there with you when I had my 3.5, but then I poured another glass
Hold on a second. Hold up.
All right.
Hold on.
Because I was in that same boat as you. I was like 3.5. And then I poured another glass. And I was
This is literally hit what we just said. This is like the everyday pour. It should be everyday pour. Like, hold on.
Like,
calm down with this shit.
I can see yourself easily distracted, not knowing you just poured more of that. You go like, oh, wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to be drinking on this like that. It's like a secret keeper in the background, man.
You know what, bro?
Uh-oh. We just talked about playing video games. I can see easily just drinking that regularly playing video games. Dude. And the weather is nice outside, Cody. It's all nice and hot. It's nice and hot and bothered, you know.
Ah, this is...
Let's go ahead and say it.
Damn it.
Let's go ahead and say
folks,
it.
Folks, so I let y'all know.
Go ahead and say that shit, yeah. Go ahead and say it. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm not easily convinced. Oh. I'm not being manipulated right now. This is on my own accord.
I got nothing to do with this.
Jimmy didn't got shit to do with this.
I haven't had it. Yeah, I haven't had it. Can't say. So,
man, this is really growing on me, especially at that initial first sip I had. What was about 5-6 minutes ago at this point?
Got that Gold Ranger power I see, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, people, that Gold Ranger power.
Yeah, this is getting better. This is getting better.
That Gold Ranger power can't be beaten, Cody. I'm trying to tell you this.
I don't know what it is. It's just actually because the flavors just get amplified. Like the fruit character in the middle, it's just getting blooming right now. I don't know why that's happened, but goddamn, that's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is getting a last shot. Fuck what I just said about 2-3 minutes ago. That was a lie. What the fuck was I thinking?
I told you, you gotta let that scotch air out a little bit. And I'd be like, ooh, I better get better.
It is amazing.
You know,
this is really fucking good.
You know what we should do? Now, this granted, this is if we collect the whole Mundial Club. We only have 2 bottles to go, by the way, which is the Knob and the Basil Hayden one. We should do a side by side.
I think we should.
Of all 4.
That will be fun.
A side by side of all 4. Because not all of them are Añejos. If I'm not mistaken,
there's Reposado in there, no?
I think the Basil Hayden one is a repo.
I believe so, right? And yeah.
I could be wrong on the Knob Creek, but I think it's either a Anejo or a repo. It's either one or whatever.
I think Knob Creek is a Anejo. Okay. I definitely believe the Basil Hayden is a repo. I could be wrong about that.
Because one of them was a repo, and clearly we got two.
Look that shit up now.
Hold on. I don't know. Why are we being lazy? We Google shit on this show all the fucking time. I don't know why we can't just go ahead and prove that right now. Basil Hayden. El Tesoro. Yeah, it's a repo.
Knob Creek is a Anejo. Okay, yep. Knob Creek's a Anejo, and then Basil Hayden is a repo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, wait a minute, Cody. Okay, so you know Total Wine. The Basil Hayden one price hasn't really dropped or whatever. It's at that 160 range. Total Wine got it for 164. Mission Wine Spirits, though. I was about to say Remedy, but fuck Remedy. They got a 80, but fuck.
Nah, I saw that prices too. I was like, nah, fuck that. I don't care how good your prices are. Fuck you.
Yeah, you just
kiss my ass.
You ain't getting
I'll
it.
Take the trek. I'll pay
Mission Wine and Spirits, though, they got the Basil Hayden one for $99.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, that's the Knob Creek one. Sorry. Hold on. I'll fuck with Mission, you know. Mm-hmm. Every now and then. I think we've made this joke before. Don't ever buy whiskey from them. But tequila, go ahead. They whiskey.
Yeah, they own that whole whiskey surplus bullshit.
Like, what is that shit? Like,
most
like,
of the fucking stores. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I went into Mission. I was like, what the blue fuck, dude? Oh, no. Which is weird because they're tequila. Okay. Oh, so they had a barrel pick too. They sold out on that. Damn, they got that extra Anejo anniversary one, the Booker's one, $450. Yeah, the Basil Hayden one, they got it for $100 there. That's probably the cheapest I've seen that thing ever. Wow. Yeah, we got to get the Knob Creek one and the...
Yeah, for sure with the Knob Creek one, man. Got to have that one.
Yeah, I'll get this Basil Hayden one. I've had that Knob Creek one, but it was so many years ago, I don't even fucking remember it and shit, so... $100. I can't pass that up. That's actually a
damn good price.
Yeah, especially since that's the only one that has it for that price, whatever. I know High Proof, they got the Knob Creek one for the cheapest. It's like $80 there. Mm. Yeah, that's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like $80. Okay. Bucks. Like you can't beat $80, right, Cody? I mean, like, I mean, that's even cheaper than K&L. Oh, wait, $89. I'm sorry.
Still a good price.
Yeah, still a good price. Yeah, it's $89 and High Proof.
Mm. Yeah, with tax, it's like, just about $100 of tax and all that.
Yeah, probably
98, something
like that. 98, 97, 98. Yeah, around that time. A little $10 extra or whatever. So, we're not going to do it this month because that would be just rushing out to get two more bottles and shit like that. But, there might be a mix and match week where we do all four. And do a side-by-side or whatever. I assume the Basil Hayden one's going to taste the most different out of them because of it's a repo. Well,
yeah, just because it's a repo.
Yeah. I just assume that one's going to be tasting the most weirdest out of all of it. Because even the one Cody just had, almost similar to mine a little bit too as well. The Knob Creek one is the only bourbon one. The Basil Hayden too. And then, but that one's a repo. So as far as the nails go, that's the only bourbon. So they did a bourbon one. Anejo, a Scotch one, and a single malt one. I like that they switched that up. They could have just easily kept it all bourbon and changed the cask or something like that, whatever and shit. So they doing a little something different there, and they did another bourbon. I assume that was their bourbon. I got to double check. I don't remember if it was a bourbon. Maybe it was a rye for the Basil Hayden. I actually don't know now. I got to look.
That'll be interesting. Oh, I think it's a toasted.
Is it their toasted?
Toast barrel.
Oh, it's a toasted barrel. Yeah, you're right. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're aged for almost 6 months in Basil Hayden toast oak barrels. Yeah. It's got that cinnamon notes on there, but this one has a cream brulee. I think I said that about the Yamazaki one, though, too. Mm-hmm. So it might be a little similar, but the repo from the Anejo will probably taste a little bit more different. And that one's only aged for 6 months, where I think mine was a year and yours was 10 months or something like that.
This one is 12 months, actually.
12 months, so both of ours are over a year then. Yeah. So this one's only 6 months. So yeah, definitely going to be a big difference there. I could see that one even being even credible or the worst one. Incredible in the sense that it's a reposado and it's tasting like this, like, whoa.
It, it's definitely gonna be different just because it's a repo age 6 months less. Mm-hmm. So
I think if was to age it a little bit longer, it would damn near just become an AO then, realistically. So
yeah. Good, yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, we're gonna probably do that. We gotta get those other two bottles. We're gonna get all four of these. We're gonna line them up. We're gonna line them up like that. We're gonna just line them motherfuckers up.
Mundial week.
Yeah, Mundial mix and match week or whatever there. We're gonna top it off, whatever. Next week though, we're gonna be doing that Paradiso. Almost aged in cognac.
It's been a hell of a month already, dude. I am excited for that Paradiso, my friend.
I gotta go pick that up next Saturday. Yeah. I guess I can go do it now, but I'll get it next Saturday. Yeah, I gotta pick it up next Saturday and from High Proof. And yeah, I gotta make a stop to Culver City to give Cody some of that.
Appreciate that, my friend. Yeah, man, I am so fucking excited.
That one just 5 years extra Neo. See, okay. I'm about to shit on Cos Counties again. See,
the weekly Cos Counties
just can't fucking stop. Whatever, like you. It's like, dude, you got a 5-year-old extra Neo and cognac barrels. Ain't do any of that shit in that extra Neo, and that shit is $200 fucking. Where this one's $169, bro. Like, dude, what the fuck are we doing?
Make it make sense. Like, that's all we ask.
Damn, dude. Like, oh, my buddy just texted me. They in Arizona at a tequila festival. He said, yo, this shit is crazy, yo. He said, Arizona is wild. I can't wait for Arte Agave and see what that's going to be like. Arte Agave, people, April 3rd, use promo code JB. I might be there. Actually, I probably will be there.
Actually, I heard rumblings. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be there probably.
I hope so, man. You got the promo code with your name.
Yeah, I gotta.
I saw the Instagram stories. I was like, man, you gotta be there, man.
Yeah, it's funny because all my Arizona friends, it's like, sounds like you're gonna be there. And I keep telling them, hey, we'll see. We'll see when we get
there. I saw another one on your stories too. One later in April, I think.
Yeah, that one's the 19th.
Yeah, okay.
That one's in Little Creek. There's so much going on in April. I was like, holy shit. I wasn't going to go to that one because it's just far.
That's just like middle fucking north.
Yeah, that's like Inland Empire people, basically. Yeah. And like, there's not really too many hotels nearby and shit. So it's like, ah. But the last tequila event I just went to, this couple I know, dude is always fully dressed in a suit. Nice, beautiful wife or girlfriend. I can't remember. She's always in nice dresses. They told me and Yoon that they were working on a special project to be announced and to sip on there at that event. And I was like, God damn it, dude. I was like, and he was like, yeah, we've been working on this for a while now. He's like, it's been a lot of trials and tribulations, but he's like, we think people are going to love this shit, whatever. And I was just like, damn, dude. So I was like, I kind of probably got to go to that.
Yeah,
so,
pull up.
Yeah, I might pull up to that. I don't know. That's fine, actually, because even this event, I don't get drunk at these things. I'd be drinking my ass off, whatever. It's just the longer the drive. It's like, I don't feel like doing that. So I might just grab something to eat down that way or whatever and shit and just kick it down there. But yeah, like that, or just find a fucking cheap hotel to crash out or whatever and shit. But I might have to go to that too, April 19th in Little Creek, I believe that is, deep in them fucking woods in Inland Empire. So, but April 19th is the I Heart Agave event, people. And April 3rd is in Arizona. Oh, wait, there's another one too in LA too. That's another Arte.
Also in April?
Yeah, I think that's the 17th.
God damn.
Yeah, that's the 17th. Because Arte Agave is going to be in Arizona and LA this month. What month are we in? In April. So, yeah. But I'm only going to the one in Arizona. So I'm not doing two. That's just, unless that's my promo code works for both. And which it probably does, actually. Okay, never mind.
It might.
Yeah, let me shut the fuck up then, because I don't want to commit to three fucking events to break the week, or whatever. Although, you know what, April is anniversary month, so you know.
I'm about to say, yeah, that's true. It is.
Yeah.
It is fitting.
I might just review whatever the fuck I try there, to be honest. So, because
that would make sense. Yeah.
Those tequila events, people, I love it when you run into the old familiar faces, like my friends at Yayo, Casamate, whatever. they be pulling out shit like underneath the table and shit, like a Chinese stripper or some shit like that or whatever. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, they be like, hold on, wait a minute, don't leave. We know you like shit.
One final trick.
Yeah, then they pull that bottle out. You're like, what the fuck that? What that? What that? You start turning into a runaway slave again and shit. You know what I mean? what's that? I tries? Yeah, like, I just like, you start. The fuck? Speaking of what's his name from Green Mile and shit, he's like, oh, boss.
The clock just rewinds.
Yeah, you see fire. Yeah, you see fire sticking the wheel and shit, whatever. You're like, oh, me, JB, me, BJ, me, BJ. You drink, yes, you drink. Take a club, you just smash it over. Oh, yeah. But yeah, even Yayo, when they pulled out them two different variant Rosa Aneos, I was just like, ooh, Lord. Oh, and then my boy that pulled out that fucking extra Anejo, oh my God. That shit was like probably my pour of the year so far right now. But yeah, so Arte Agave, use promo code JB, Arizona, over there in Scottsdale, I believe. That one's gonna be awesome. I'm getting blown up right now. What the fuck is going on in Arizona right now? I've never been to an Arizona tasting of any kind. I hear that, like, it's funny because we have the same event here in LA. I know all the dudes that's from LA that do it. They flew out to Arizona for this event, for the one in Arizona. Because I hear the one in Arizona is even wilder. So I'm kind of upset at myself I didn't go, because I found out last minute about it being in Arizona, because I heard it was going to be crazy. The man himself, by the way, goes to that one. Sergio Cruz is going to be there. Oh. Nice. He's already there, by the way. I've seen photos already. He's signing bottles and drinking with people and shit. I heard the man himself from G4 is there too, himself, Mr. Felipe himself, whatever. And so I was just like, damn, they don't show up to the LA one. So the Arizona one is hot. I got
to
make
it. Arizona is like the place to be. That's like the tequila scene, man. I mean, LA, we have our scene too, but Arizona, I don't know. There's just something about like the events and everything. Just I don't know.
Also, too, that's like the second home of Lost Lore. So that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, LA is like a small Lost Lore thing. LA don't really get much at all. I kind of get all mine from Orange County, realistically. So yeah, from High Proof, whatever. It barely just started hitting Total Wine and maybe K&L recently, which is some LA. You might find some bottle shops that may have a little something there, but not too many. Like Louis Liquor definitely will have it. That's so hard in LA. But Arizona be getting those barrel picks there. So Arizona is definitely a hot zone for and Arizona, and from what I hear, is the only one that still has the Amberana cast. Damn, I should have fucking what the fuck? Should have went. I didn't think about that. Oh, I gotta go looking for that April 3rd. I gotta hit up a bottle shop right away and go.
Yeah, you have a mission, sir.
Yeah, I gotta get another, because I was seeing people post like at stores, like at the cash or the buying, and I was like, where the fuck is this store? And I would click on it and they'd be like, oh, Arizona. So Arizona is still it's the up and coming area of tequila. So I hear this event is wild. This dude sent me fucking videos. Should we play it? Should we fucking play it? should we fucking play it? Like, hold on. We gotta play it now. I wanna see now. Hold on. Oh shit. Okay, is that the event? That looked like a fucking club. What the fuck is going on here? Huh? Hold on. Yeah, I gotta show Cody this. This don't. That looked like a club.
That looks like a club, yep.
No, but that's outside. That's the event.
Okay.
He got his shit in it. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, right. All right, I'm jealous now. I'd have been fucked up in that, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'd have had a scar in my mouth, whatever. I'd have been jumping up and down and shit. We would not be doing this podcast on time. Be like, I need a little bit more, whatever. I'd have just did it there, to be honest.
Yeah. No, that would actually be perfect.
Yeah, man. I think I'll be there next year. No, I don't think I will be there next year in Arizona, too. I'm gonna start doing more of these Arizona events. That's why I will be going to the April 3rd one. I got to, because that just seems too right. I got the promo code. I'm promoting the shit out of it now and stuff. People are telling me, asking me about it using the promo code. So yeah, I got to go to that. I love that. Okay, I got another message. Jay's like, yo, where you at? You not here. Yeah, well, I'm glad. Kind of, you look dangerous. I want to live. But no, yeah. So that's Sabor y Cultura, the one in Arizona right now. I went to that one last year. Fucking amazing event. But the Arizona one is even worse. Better. I would love to just, personally, I just want to meet Sergio Cruz. I wouldn't mind meeting Felipe too as well, because I want to talk to him about that G4. I want to be like, hey, man. You just make that classical come back. Fuck this other shit, you know. But Sergio Cruz, I'd love to pick his brain, you know, so we could talk about it here on the podcast, because I just want to know how does he work with so many goddamn brands and none of them taste the same at all.
Man's a genius.
Like every one of his fucking brands magician. Got like their own little signature point. Like it just tastes so different and unique and shit. Like his idea. Like, how do you decide on which brand to do this with and go to this one or whatever? Like, I'd love to talk with Sergio. I don't know if I'm sure he does, but I don't know if he's fully speaking English or not or whatever and stuff. But I still wouldn't mind picking his brain, whatever. I have somebody translate. I don't give a shit because, yeah, that dude's a fucking genius when it comes to this alcohol game. He's a master. That is a true expression of master distiller right there, Sergio Cruz.
Yeah. No lies detected, my friend.
Yeah, he is the fucking man or whatever. And Yoon finally got to put a face to it, whatever, when we tried in Sueno. And he was like, that's the face they always talk about. That dude right there. I was just like, I never met this motherfucker yet. But, like, I hope he wears a Godfather ring when I see his ass. Because that shit's got to be kissed, whatever. That in Sueno dude is just, holy fuck, man. I was just like, man, it reminded me when I first tasted Lost Lore, and I was just like, shit, dude. Like, what is this shit? And that was the regular Reposado. I looked at him. I was like, wait, that's not a special bag? He said, no, that's just regular Reposado. I was like, that might be the best regular Reposado I've ever fucking had in my life then or whatever. Like, shit. Yeah, it did not come across as an extra Reposado. I was blown away by that. So, yeah, but April 3rd, Arte Agave. Food, mezcal, music, tequila. Big whole day event. And it's late. It's going late, too. It starts at 5 o'clock, ends at 10. I got VIP tickets and comp tickets, if you will. And you get 10% off with that promo code JB. So you got to come, people. You got to come. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a good time. People are already talking about it. This event so hot right now that they talking about they got to come back for Arte Agave. So you got to come, people. It's going to be hot. And then, like I said, April 17th or 19th, I forgot which one it was, will be the one in Little Creek, California. So that's in the Inland Empire area. Check that one out as well, too. There's probably going to be some new shit there. But yeah, these events is where you get the hot and latest shit. So yeah, gotta go get that. But anyway, though, people, I think Cody, you sticking with that last drop now?
Yes, sir. That shit's amazing. Yeah, I'm almost tempted to pour another fucking glass right now, but I gotta chill.
No, you don't. Just take another sip. Go ahead.
Nah, I need to chill. I'll probably have some beer tonight, too. I'm like,
okay, then yeah, you need to chill. Yeah. Then you having that beer tonight. Yeah. I was about to say, don't be no arm.
No, I'm a chill. I'll definitely revisit this soon, though. This shit right here, sir, this is...
Don't be like Omarion. You don't need no icebox, baby. You go ahead and chill that shit, baby. You chill. You ain't got to chill unless you need to chill. Yeah, yeah. Don't let me be your Timberland sitting in the white suit in the car, just chilling, waiting on you. You know, that was a little white suit Magoo right there. Anyway, people, we're done now. We're gonna get out of here. We talked about the events or whatever and shit. It's gonna be a fucking great April. I can tell you that right now.
April's gonna be nuts, man.
Events are gonna be fucking hot.
Nuts. Okay. I hope I can get a chance to come out to one of these at least. I would like to.
Just go to the Arizona one. Just go to the Arizona one. That's gonna be fun. Arizona one's gonna be hot. You go to the Arizona one. So yeah. April 3rd, people, whatever and shit. I think it's like a 5-hour drive, people that live in California, so I'm from there, but I don't do driving, so fuck that. So I'll be out there for a whole full day. So catch me if you can, if you will. You probably will see me or whatever. So I know a lot of people are trying to guess right now if I'm going or not. And I kind of just been like, I won't tell them. to look for the black dude. Yeah,
you'll find on the day of.
Yeah, you'll find the black dude with a Yayo shirt, because that's most. I always wear a different Yayo shirt these events because I got so many of them, motherfuckers. So yeah, which is another Sergio Cruz product. So anyway, though, people, we're gonna get out of here. We'll be back next week with the Paradiso.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Nejo.
My liver is ready, my friend.
Yeah, dude. I'm funny enough. I started my cleanse yesterday, so by Friday is when my cleanse ends. I expect some grade A alcohol from that shit. So
yeah,
that'll be the first sip of alcohol live all week, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's gonna be fantastic. Hyped, sir. Yeah, so I'm gonna go pick that up Saturday. Go pick that up on next Saturday, and we'll be back here. So with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.